discuss Samgdalia. What is Samgdalia?
Okay.
There's a lot of Lundus, a lot of Lundus, a lot of history in Samgdalia. Oh, actually, I want to quote a pasuk. I have to do without the pasuk. It's too late now to go prepare. All right, let's begin. We'll do the best that we can.
Samgdalia is Mak.
I muted you by mistake. Well, I muted you by mistake. That's how I know what you said. All right, Samgdalia. What happened on Samgdalia? The pasuk in Navi tells us, Zechariah actually tells us that there are four fast days. The Nevi'im instituted four fast days. The fast days, Tzom, Chorevi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShavi, and the Tzom HaAsiri. The Nevi'im, after, we learn this in Zechariah, it's Paskim Zechariah, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, the Nevi'im instituted four fast days. The fast of the fourth month, the fast day of the fifth month, the fast day of the seventh month, and the fast day of the 10th month. Now, what are these fast days? So what fast day do we observe during the fourth month? Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. The fourth month of the year, starting with Chodesh Nisan, is Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. What is the fast day of the fifth month? The fifth month is Chodesh Av, Tisha B'Av. What is the fast day that we observe during the seventh month? We're not talking about Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Minat Torah. We're talking about the fast that was instituted by the Nevi'im. It is today, Tzom Gedalia. And what is the fast day of the 10th month? This is a machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion says it's Asara B'Teves, the 10th day of Teves. And others say, other opinion says it's what's called the Yom HaShemua, the 5th day of Teves, which was the day when the report of the Churban Beis HaMikdash reached the Goyim in Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day of Av. It took a couple of months. It took 5 months. It took a couple of months until they didn't have email those days, no cell phones, until the Goyim and the roads were locked, the roads were shut because Nebuchadnezzar controlled access. No one knew what happened. It took until a refugee arrived in Bavel on the 5th day of Teves to inform the people that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. And there's a machlokes when it says that the Nevi'im instituted the day to fast in the 10th month. Is it Asar the Teves or is it the Yom HaShemua? We follow the opinion that says it's Asar the Teves, and we observe that day as a fast day. And that's when the siege on Yerushalayim began, 3 years, approximately 2.5 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now let's the Gemara. Now let's try to summarize the Gemara. I'm just going to summarize the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara basically said, "I'm summarizing the Gemara in my own words." The Gemara asks a question. We have over here four fast days that were instituted by the prophets. Now, by the way, before we go further, I want to clarify one point: that the prophets did not institute a specific day. We today observe the 17th day of Tammuz, the 9th day of Av, the 3rd day of Tammuz of Tishrei, and the 10th day of Teves. That was not the original plan. The original plan was every community has events. It may be that you have a yeshiva dinner on the 17th day of Tammuz. So it's not a good day to have a fast day. Maybe the 9th day of Av, maybe you schedule to have root canal. So it's not a good day to have a fast day. So it was, you got it? I didn't even know that. That our new member, our new chaver, what's your first name? Mordechai Binstock is a dentist. Of mayor, you have to add that to the roster. We have a lot of talents here in our shul. We have over here all different types of people. We have plumbers, computer programmers, chazanim, a dentist, doctors.
Let him add his information to the WhatsApp page. On the WhatsApp page, you can add his information.
It's not necessarily a good day to fast. What's a good day to fast? It's up to the discretion of the bezin of the community. You must fast one day during Chodesh Av. Figure it out. Select a day that's good for you, that's good for the community, and fast on that day. You must fast one day. What you must fast one day in Chodesh Tishrei. If you would ask me, it's not a great idea to fast the day after Rosh Hashanah. At least give us one day to get ready, right? No, you figure it out. One day in Chodesh Tishrei. It's your discretion. Somehow, some way, over time, it became etched in stone that the one day that we all fast, Choyk V'lo Yavar, is Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av. Period. The day that we fast in Tammuz is the 17th day. Period. No ands, ifs, or buts. The day that we fast in Tishrei is the third day of Tishrei. And the day that we fast in Teves is the 10th day. So it started out as a gezeira, b'divrei Kabbalah, from the Nevi'im, to fast one day in these 4 months to commemorate the tragedy that occurred during this month. And today, somehow, over time, it evolved where we settled, we're going to fast on the day of the tragedy itself, period, no and if or buts. And it also used to be, this is really Machloikis Rishonim, the nature of the fast originally. We know that on Tisha B'Av, the fast starts at night, and it goes into the next day. It's a 24-hour fast, and you're not allowed not just to eat and drink, you're not allowed to wash, to bathe. You're not allowed to smear oil. There are more restrictions what you're not allowed to do. According to many Rishonim, all 4 fast days were the same. It was like Tisha B'Av 4 times a year. The Nevi'im came along and was bottled. Today, we no longer, once we rebuilt, once the Bayis Sheni was rebuilt 70 years later, these 4 fast days were batel. But being that the Bayis Sheni never reached the level of the Bayis Rishon, and the Bayis Sheni also was destroyed, so it became the minhag to observe these 4 fast days today, not as a gezeira from the Nevi'im, but as a minhag to preserve what they did during the time between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. So these 4 fast days were very, very serious business for 70 years between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni. When they rebuilt the Bayis Sheni, then these fast days to a degree were canceled. I don't know, it's not so clear, canceled entirely or partially canceled. But after the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, it became the law. Is it called the Minug? Is it called the Halacha? I don't know how far you go to observe these 4 fast days. But definitely not on the same level as what we used to do when the Nevi'im sanctioned these fast days between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Okay, now, with that in mind, the Gemara then asks the following question, very important question, which really shakes everything up. The Gemara says, Bishloima, I understand why there's a fast day on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. I understand. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was when the walls were breached. I understand why there's a fast day on Tisha B'Av. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I understand why there's a fast day on Asara B'Teves, because the siege began in the very beginning, or that's the Yom HaShemua. That's when the survivors realized that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. These 3 days, clearly, without a shadow of a doubt, represent Churban Beis HaMikdash. We are mourning. These are days literally of mourning for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asks this question. But the Gemara, I don't understand why the Nevi'im sanctioned a day of fasting, because Gedaliah died. So Gedaliah died. There were many great people who died. Gedalia, who was Gedalia? Gedalia was the governor of Yerushalayim, who was handpicked by Nebuchadnezzar after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he exiled the vast, either he murdered or he exiled everyone who lived in Yerushalayim. He allowed a small group of Jews to remain behind in Yerushalayim to settle the land, to keep law and order in Yerushalayim. And he handpicked the governor, an appointee by the name of Gedalia ben Achikam, to lead these Jews. And what happened? There was a fellow by the name of Yishmael ben Nesanya. Yishmael ben Nesanya was jealous. He wanted to be the governor. He was jealous, burning with jealousy from Gedalia ben Achikam, that he was selected when he felt that he was eligible. He was the candidate to be the governor of Yerushalayim. And he was, by the way, he was a ger, and he was very much related to the nation of Ammon. And Ammon at that time was looking to make trouble for Klal Yisrael. So Ammon went, and they knew that he was a disgruntled person because he lost out and lost out being the governor. And they supported him, and they encouraged him to assassinate Gedalia ben Achikam, and he did. He assassinated Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia ben Achikam was a very holy person. And we fast mourning his death. That's a very simple, simplistic understanding of the fasting. The reason why we fast today is because there's a person whose name was Gedalia ben Achikam. He was appointed as the governor of Yerushalayim after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was leading the She'eres HaPlate in Yerushalayim, and he was assassinated by a jealous rival, Yishmael ben Nesanya, with the help of the nation of Ammon, who supported him. So when a tzaddik is assassinated, we fast. The Gemara asked the question, I don't understand. I understand why we're going to fast for the murder for Shavuos and Batamos, and why we fast for Shavuos, and why we fast for Shavuos, but Gedalia? You know, there are many Gedalias out there. There are a lot of tzaddikim who died, who were murdered. Gedalia? What's so special that we fast for Gedalia? So the Gemara answers, to teach you, the Gemara's question was, V'lama nichtas kan? Why Gedalia? What's the big deal? And the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara seems to say, at face value, today has nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara's words are, Lelamdecha, Sheshvula, Misas, Sadikim, Kisrefas, Beis Elokim. This is the Gemara. I'm not used to this Gemara. I'm used to a whole other pshat, which I'll tell you in a few moments, which I'm much more accustomed to. But this really have to start with the Gemara. The Gemara says, you're right. The reason why we fast today is to teach you the death of tzaddikim is equal to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There are three other days in the set that we fast. Clearly, because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we throw in another tainus, a tainus over the death of a tzaddik, to group it with these other three, to create the impression upon us that when a tzaddik leaves this world, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay. Now, that's very interesting. Okay, that's a very important point. But now let's dwell upon that for one moment. When was Gedalia assassinated? Now, it seems pretty clear from the Gemara, we're going to discuss this, he was assassinated on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. How do we know that? How do we know that Gedalia was assassinated on Rosh Hashanah, not today? It's because Hashem appears. There's a second part to the story of Gedalia. The second part of the story is, there's a second tragedy in the death of Gedalia. This is very significant, and we're going to dwell upon this in a moment. After Gedalia was killed, there was a panic amongst the She'eris HaPlate. There was a group of Jews living in Yerushalayim. When they learned that the governor who was handpicked by Nebuchadnezzar was assassinated, they panicked. What's going to happen now? Nebuchadnezzar is going to find out that he was murdered by one of our own, Yishmael ben Nesanya, was a Jew. He was one of the Jews, one of us. He's going to say, oh, you people, you killed your own people. So you know what? I'm going to kill you all now. You're all going to die. They were in a state of panic. And they all bought tickets to Egypt. We're getting out of here. Because as soon as Nebuchadnezzar finds out he's going to send in his army, he's going to kill us and torture us all. They got together and they all began to plan to go to Egypt. And the problem was there are different connecting flights how to go to Egypt. And they didn't know what to do. Should we fly, you know, American Airlines? Should we fly Egypt Air, Air France, Sabina, KLM? Maybe in those days they still had Pan Am. How should we fly? How shall we go? So they asked Yirmiyah Hanavi, tell us which is the best, the safest road to travel to Egypt to escape Yerushalayim. Hashem speaks to Yirmiyah on the 10th day, which means 10 days after this event happened, when Gedaliah was murdered. And the pasuk indicates it was Yom Kippur. The day that Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah in response was Yom Kippur. That means that if it was the 10th day and it was Yom Kippur, it means that Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated on Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem says to Yirmiyah, tell the people, what kind of crazy question is this? Which road? Should we go this road? Should we go that road? American Airlines, Air France, Air Canada. What kind of crazy question is that? Tell the people, don't go nowhere. Stay put. Don't leave. Don't abandon Eretz Yisrael. Don't leave the land barren. Stay here. And then Hashem tells Yirmiyah the most amazing things, probably the most amazing nevuah in the entire Tanakh. And this is probably the most amazing nevuah. And Hashem says to the nevuah is, tell them, I have charata that I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Tell the people, I know I told you, b'meloy shivim shana, efkoid eschem, l'malos l'choyvois Yerushalayim shivim shana. Guess what? Those nevuahs of 70 years are hereby canceled. I'm mevatel the waiting of 70 years. It's over. I'm going to bring about a miracle where Nebuchadnezzar, when he hears that Gedaliah ben Achikam is murdered, he's going to tell the people in Bavel, get back on the plane and go back to Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make any sense, that's right? You think he'd be so angry, he was killed, one of his own. No, it's going to trigger a sequence of events that you're all going home. You're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash immediately. And it's going to be a Beis HaMikdash that will last forever because the damage of 70 years has not happened yet. You didn't intermarry. You didn't forget your holy language. All of the problems that occurred during those 70 years did not yet happen. So this is a good thing because Gedaliah ben Achikam, it's not a good thing that he died, but I'm telling you now, Yirmiyah says to the people, Hashem has said that he is canceling the Gezerah of 70 years. Canceled. He's going to bring about miracles when you're going to return to Eretz Yisrael immediately. The Goyim are coming back. Stay put. Don't go to Egypt. Don't ask me which road you should go. Ask me if you should go. And I'm telling you, don't even go. And I'm telling you this straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the worst tragedy in the world, from the beginning of history to the end of history, happened on this day. I mean, on that Yom Kippur, when after he told this to the people, they said, we don't care. We're going. We're going. We don't believe you. We're not interested. We're out of here. Done. There's a double tragedy. Gedalia ben Achikam's murder triggered a double tragedy. Number one, the leader, the person that was preserving our presence in Eretz Yisrael was murdered. He was assassinated. That itself is an incredible tragedy, which we can't even begin to grapple with what that meant. And that triggered an event where people were in a panic. There was chaos. And they were running away to Egypt to seek safety because they knew Nebuchadnezzar would kill them. And Yirmiyah told them, I have a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has seen what has happened, and he has decided he is canceling the 70 years of Golos. Stay put. Don't run away to Egypt. Don't abandon the land. And not only that, Hashem's going to make it. They're going to come back. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come back. He's going to tell all the Goyim and Bavel, go back home. And they did not listen. That's the bigger tragedy of Gedalia ben Achikam. They did not accept, they did not believe, they did not want to believe in the words of the prophecy of Yirmiyah that it's all going to be good. And they picked themselves up and they abandoned the land. There was no living Jew or no living creature in that land for 52 years. Today, we are still suffering almost 3,000 years later. We are still called in the eyes of the world occupiers. The world still denies it's our land. They still deny. They still deny. They call us occupiers. You know where they all started? When they did not listen to Yirmiyah. They abandoned the land. The land was empty. There was not a Jew living in the land. The Goyim viewed that moment, gave up your land. It's no longer yours. It's now ours. You want to come and take it over? You want to take it back? You're occupiers. You're taking land that doesn't belong to you. This land belongs to the Palestinians, belongs to the British, to the Turks, to the Muslims, to the Christians, to the Martians from outer space, but it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. We did it to ourselves. We have no one to blame but ourselves. We abandoned the land. It is a gefer l'chachurban. That is a double tragedy in some Gedalia. Number one, Gedalia was murdered. That itself was a tragedy. It led to fleeing, chaos, to a nevuah that took place 10 days later on Yom HaKippurim. When Hashem said to Gedalia, you tell them I'm canceling, I forget it, I'm meichel you, Yom Kippur, I see how much tzar you're in, I'm meichel everything, and we did not accept, and Achmana Litzlan was suffering bitterly for almost 3,000 years from some Gedalia. Now, there's a lot of information in that, this is all the Gemara. Now in this piece of the Gemara, there's a ton of information. Number one, we learn from the Gemara very clearly that Gedalia was murdered on Rosh Hashanah because Hashem spoke to Yirmiyah 10 days later on Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's number one. Why then do we observe some Gedalia on the third day? Well, obviously, you can't observe his death on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Tov, and you can't observe on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, so it's Nidche. It's Nidche to Yom Shlishi, to the third day of Tishrei. But he really died in Rosh Hashanah because it was 10 days. That's number one. Number two, there are many layers of understanding. Many, everything in the halach, every halach concept is always layers. There is simple, on the simplest level, Tzom Gedalia has nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. On the simple, as the Gemara says, V'lama Nichtav Kan, when the Nevi'im created for the Goyim, four fast days. Why do they institute a fast day for Tzom Gedalia? It's not part of the Churban on a simple level to teach you lelamdecha sheshkula misa sadikim kisreifas beis Elokeinu. So what did we ask? Gedalia. I could go take out a telephone book. I'll take you to the cemetery. I could show you all the tzaddikim who died. No one ever made for them a fast day. Why Gedalia? Why him more than anyone else? Gedalia misa tzaddikim. The answer is, first of all, it was during that tekufa. Okay, obviously, during that tekufa of the Nevi'im. He was obviously a very great tzaddik, but there's something very significant. He died on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to die. Sifrei Chaim, if you're a Maimon, you don't have to die. Now, I told the phone now, Shiv, he really, really got angry at me. And like, we're still talking about it. I said the people who die from Corona, I said, I don't know how many Shomrei Torah mitzvahs die. In my estimation, which is probably total, I don't know if it's wrong or right, but I don't know. To me, it seems, looking through some numbers, close to 2,000 people in the world who are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs die. That's what it seems to be. Okay? That's people who die. I'm talking people who are sick, who have nightmares, who have permanent damage to their lungs. I'm not talking about the assignment almanas. The collateral damage is infinite. I was talking about death. Okay, from my understanding, about 2,000 Shomrei Torah u'mitzvot. The list incomplete. The list, they don't even know the list from where, in America, the show, France, a lot of people, it's underreported. A lot of people, from people died in France. Okay, a lot of people all over the world, who knows how many people really died? A lot of people died altogether in the whole world. No one knows anything. But, I said, I told someone, these people, they died before their time. I told you once, I read a study, I don't know if this has been revised, I read a study a long time ago, in the height of Corona, where someone did an analysis and they said that the average victim of Corona, on average, died 13 years before his time. Take the average of the life expectancy of the different people, of their where they live, their country, and this and that. The average person who died from Corona died 13 years before they would have died. That's a very frightening number. Now, I said in the shir, these people, they died before their time. And this person, our shir, who's not here online now, maybe he is, because I can't say everyone, he said to me, how could you say that? Apikorsis say that. Not Apikorsis. It's Pashert. Every person, they come into this world, there's a certain amount of time they're supposed to be. Hashem works it out. If it wouldn't have been from Corona, it would have been something else, whatever. How could you say that? You have to have emuna. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's something called emuna. That's right. But this is not natural. I'm sorry to tell you, this is not the way it's meant to be. I don't see it to be a contradiction to emuna. I don't see it to be a contradiction. But on the other hand, you know, he does have a point. He does have a point that Hakol Bidei Shamayim. You know, so where do you draw the balance? I don't know. He's right. He's definitely right to some degree, but I'm not backing down. I think there's also some horror in acknowledging that people, they weren't meant to go. And there's such a principle. I mean, where do you draw the balance? I don't know. But one thing you can say for sure, on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal tells, all ma'minim b'nei ma'minim, sifrei chayim, sifrei nesim, psuchim. It's a day where you have some input. You have opportunities on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom Hadin. U'seshuva, u'sefila, u'tzedaka, ma'avirin esroya ha'gezera. There's a whole process of doing teshuva to be ma'arich yamin. Zachainu l'chaya, melech chofetz b'chaim. If a person dies, it's not only because he did something. Sometimes a person dies because we, the tzibur, do not merit to have him with us. Whatever that means, I don't know what these things mean. Chazal said, "B'lama nichdavu kan." Why is there a fast day for Gedalia? You know what? But it's not part of the korban. It's garnished. What is it with the korban? Is it tzaddik who died? We threw it in the mix to compare it to the korban Beis Hamikdash, to teach that when a tzaddik dies, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The reason why Chazal focused on Gedalia more than anyone else was because Gedalia died on Rosh Hashanah. And when we go through Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't just say, oh no, it's Bashert. It doesn't make a difference if I daven, I don't daven, I have kavon, I don't have kavon, I go to shul, I don't go to shul, I go to this minyan, go to that minyan. It's all the same, it's all Menashe Shemayim, there's nothing that you can do about it. No, it's not true. Don't forget about Gedalia. Gedalia died on Rosh Hashanah. He died on the day, forget about how he died, he was assassinated, forget about that. He died on Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah is the one day where you have the ability not to die. Not, you have the power, from all the days of the year, it's the one day when we the most, from all the other days, feel that it's within our grasp not to die. Because usishuva usfila utzdaka. We finish Rosh Hashanah. And now Hashem gave us a gift. Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Eight more days to undo any damage that has been decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Don't take these days lightly. The purpose of Tzom Gedalia is, on a very simple level, has nothing to do with today's HaMikdash. But Chazal are telling us, the Nevi'im are telling us, you're holding now during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Do you realize what's on the line? Do you realize what's at stake? You'll say, listen, there are people, there are old people out there. What do you want? Everyone, no one lives forever. Everyone has a time. No one lives forever. There are tzaddikim, you know, there are elderly people. And, no, people die. No. Gedoyla nisa tzaddikim kuchorban beis hamikdash. If you knew that the world was coming to an end, if you knew that the whole Yerushalayim is going to be massacred, Beis HaMikdash is going to be burnt, the Hashem Hashim will cease to exist, people will be massacred, people are going to, the horrors are unimaginable what it means to churn Beis HaMikdash. You wouldn't just sit back and just say, no business as usual. What else is new? You would take life a lot more seriously. Maybe there's something we can do to change things that we should not suffer so much. Remember, there are tzaddikim. And that tzaddikim may be you yourself. Everyone, the amech kulam tzaddikim. And there are tzaddikim that are well-known tzaddikim. And there are tzaddikim that are not so well-known tzaddikim. And there, everyone is together. Gedoyla Misa Sadikim ki churban beis hamikdash. Gedalia died on the Yom Hadin. His death is equivalent to the churban beis hamikdash. And you should understand that that death was preventable. He didn't have to die. He didn't have, in the Chazal, in fact, they tell us, he didn't have to die. They warned him. They told him to put on a bulletproof vest. They told him. He said, no, it's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, Lamed, hey, I'm not going to go listen to your Lashon Hara. What kind of Jew would want to kill another Jew? No, listen, I'm telling you, it's really true. Even though you don't have to believe it, but you have to take precautions. You don't have to believe it, take precautions, just wear a bulletproof vest. No. It's Lashon Hara. He didn't listen and he was killed. He could have listened and he could have saved his life. that happened on Rosh Hashanah, as if to say, that's not the only way you can prevent yourself. A person can prevent himself from dying if he sincerely does teshuva. That also can prevent the misa sadikim. And if this and the consequence of not taking advantage to do teshuva silut staka, the consequences are so dire. It's not just a person who 99 years old, he leaves the world, no big deal. Halavai by me, I should make it that long and have as much nachas and success as this person. No, you got it all wrong. You don't appreciate Gedoyla Misa Sadikim Kihurban Beis HaMikdash. The value of life is extremely valuable. Life is extremely valuable. We don't know what these things mean. But don't just sit back and quit and put your hands up and just say, not for me. If the world was coming to an end, you wouldn't behave like that. Especially if your world was coming to an end, you wouldn't behave like that. And the impression Chazal are giving us is specifically during the Atzeres Yimei Teshuvah to equate Nisa Sadigim, because now is a time when we can prevent Nisa Sadigim. Just like Gedalia's death could have been prevented, which took place on the Rosh Hashanah, which itself is a day that you can prevent an outcome in the future, which is not pleasant, which is not a pleasant outcome. Okay, so this is one idea. Now, the other idea, which we spend a lot of time on, is that so in Gedalia is part of the process. I mean, the Gemara is a question of Loma Kanichtavu, but the truth is, on a much deeper level, it has everything to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as we just explained, because they could have rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. The prophecy of Yirmiyah was, Hashem is canceling the 70 years, and the defiance of not listening to Yirmiyah is a very, very great tragedy. And that's really the second element. It's interesting. We're talking some Gedalia. Are we focusing on two elements in some Gedalia? We have to appreciate that it's a double event. It's Gedalia's death. That's number one. But more importantly, the tragedy is our defiance of Yirmiyah, of the Navi. The Navi told us the best news in the world. And we just ignored him and fled to Egypt. Pesukim tells the people that went to Egypt a number of years later were tortured to death by Nebuchadnezzar. When Nebuchadnezzar years later swept through Egypt, conquering Egypt, he searched high and low for every last one of these Jews. He found them and he murdered them. So it didn't help them running away. Anyway, Nebuchadnezzar got a hold of them. Had they stayed in Yerushalayim, they would have lived. They would have been the Beis HaMikdash. We wouldn't be here today in America. It would be a whole world would have gone forward in a very, very different way. But the element of Tzom Gedalia is not just his murder. It's the tragedy of our defiance of the Navi. And the only way to rectify that is to do what Olam here does every day. You learn Navi. You learn the Nevi'im. In Makabel from the Nevi'im, Makabel from Divrei Torah, from Chazal, this is certainly the greatest schus to rectify the chait of the generation, what happened then in Tzom Gedalia. Now, this is only to conclude some interesting halachic inyanim that relate to Tzom Gedalia and how it evolved. Now, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but there's a note we're going to come to it eventually in Zechariah, where in Zechariah, it equates the fast of the seventh day with the fast of the seventh month with the fifth month, which in fact indicates that this is to support what we just said, is that this, it used to be that Tzom Gedalia was Mamish Tisha B'Av. They observed Tzom Gedalia with the same exact laws as Tisha B'Av. Now that explains, and this is what I'm telling you now, is from the Netziv. Okay, from the Netziv, he has an incredible chidushim on this inyan. The Gemara says explicitly that Tzom Gedalia is observed on the third day of Teves. Tishrei. Third day of Tishrei. The question is, why the third day? Now, to make a long story short, I started off today, I told you, this is a very hard fast day for me. I don't know about you, but I've always had a very hard time with some Gedalia. Wake up in the morning, day after Rosh Hashanah, you're just not in the mood. You're not in the mood for a fast day. Day after Rosh Hashanah, your mind is still spinning from your change in routine of going to shul and eating and this and that. You need some time to wind down. Nope, no choice. Guess what? Today's a fast day. Today wasn't so bad in the morning. I remember some years in the past. It was like, you gotta be joking. Today's a fast day. But there's another problem. The other problem is as follows. If we were to observe Tzom Gedalia as a real fast day like Tisha B'Av, when would it begin? It would begin at night. When you begin Tisha B'Av, when do you begin Tisha B'Av? With Shkia, with sunset. So that would mean yesterday, really, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, at the time of sunset, when it's still Rosh Hashanah. Abosai, no eating. And no learning. Now to learn on Tisha B'Av. No learning. Take off your shoes. We would already have to begin observing some of the laws of the fast while it's still Rosh Hashanah itself. And that would be a terrible disgrace to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, indeed, in the time of Chazal, when they only had one day Rosh Hashanah, they were still Mekadesh al pi re'iyah. They sanctified the new year based on the witnesses. So when the witnesses come this day, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah. So whenever Rosh Hashanah is, that's called Aleph Tishrei. When was Tzom Gedalia? Gimel Tishrei. Why Gimel? There's a day in between. Gedalia was murdered on Aleph Tishrei. We can't observe Aleph Tishrei because it's Rosh Hashanah. So observe it days Tishrei. Okay, maybe. Not a bad idea. But the problem is, since the real way to observe Tzom Gedalia is to start the night before, after Chatzos, and the night before, and the day before the Chatzos, if you're going to observe it on the days, you're going to have to stop eating after Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah, after Shkia on Rosh Hashanah. You're going to have to start observing some of the laws of the fast day on Rosh Hashanah itself. That's not right. Rosh Hashanah, the entire day is sacred from beginning to end. It's not proper that after Shkia, you're already going to be in a state of mourning over the Gedalia. It's not proper. So the only solution is to have a buffer of an entire day. So we're not going to fast on Beis. We'll begin the fast on Gimel, which means that we're going to stop eating after sunset at the end of the second day, because Gimel is arriving. And since in the time of Chazal, earlier times, they only had one day of Rosh Hashanah, so it's possible to do. This Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to observe Tzom Gedalia on Gimel Tishrei, a full day, including the night before, which requires that we begin the fast at sunset at the end of Beis. What happened? What happened is the witnesses came late to the Beis HaMikdash. We all know the whole story. And because they came late and the Levim sang the wrong Shira, it was a bad sign. They decided if Nikanu Lehaba, there are going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah no matter what. Problem. The problem is, but we all are already observing the third day of Tishrei as Tzom Gedalia. That's going to mean that we're going to have to desecrate a small portion of the second day, Rosh Hashanah, in order to properly observe Tzom Gedalia. So get a load of this. And the Netziv says, it was a package deal. Unbelievable, he says. When Chazal decided, because the Levine came late, and they started singing, and they sang the wrong Shira, we have to now add a second day Rosh Hashanah. But if we add a second day Rosh Hashanah, because of the problem of witnesses coming late, it's going to interfere with Tzom Gedalia, because the second day is the end of the second day is the beginning of Tzom Gedalia. And that's a conflict that cannot be tolerated. You know what? Package deal. We're going to cancel the requirement that Tzom Gedalia should be equivalent to Tisha B'Av. Tzom Gedalia will be like Asar B'Teves, like Tainus Esther, like Shavuos B'Tammuz. You only have to fast in the day. You don't have to fast the night before. So these people don't know this little secret. When what is the alternative? People say to themselves, oh, I wish it was like the Beis HaMikdash. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is too hard. Ask the average person. It's very interesting. Ask the average person, what would you rather have? Ask them, you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is not so easy for everyone. No, not everyone has an easy time. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, not so easy. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then at Tzom Gedalia, you only have to fast in the morning to at night. And there's no kinnis. You don't have to sit on the floor. You can wear your leather shoes. You don't have all of the, it's not going to be like Tisha B'Av. Or I'll give you only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. But if you have only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, the trade-off is a full Tisha B'Av. A full, just the same like Tisha B'Av. You have all these, all these events online. All the programs. You can have Darshanim dashing the whole day. You want to go to that again? You have all the advertisements in the newspaper, whole day, turny time, non-stop shiurim, marathon shiurim, the whole day is another Tisha B'Av. This isn't amazing. Chazal, they had prophecy. They said, enough of turny time. Enough of the programs. 1 day is enough. 1 day Tisha B'Av. And instead, we'll give you a Yom Tov. You realize that when the second day Rosh Hashanah is begeder, mahapech, evlon, v'sasin v'simcha, is that amazing? The second day Rosh Hashanah be'etzem is a token fulfillment of the Ribbono Shel'olam orchestrating Chazal that your mourning will be transformed into a day of celebration. Because if we would only have one day Rosh Hashanah, then our Tzom Gedalia would remain the way it always was. Even when they canceled Shavuos B'Tammuz and Asar B'Teves to a half day fast, it was never canceled Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia is such a horror, such a tragedy. It's equal to Tisha B'Av. The tragedy of Tzom Gedalia is equal to Tisha B'Av because we really, really blew it big time. We really had the opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. See, it makes a lot of sense because the Korban Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Tzom Gedalia is when it could have for real been rebuilt. For real, it could have been rebuilt. Yirmiyah told them, stay put. Hashem is going to cancel the 70 years of Golos. You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash now. The Golem are returning. And Klal Yisrael says, no, we don't want a Beis HaMikdash. the tragedy of Tzom Gedalia is mamish equal, if not even worse, than Tisha B'Av. And originally, there's a pasuk that mamish says this. We come across the pasuk soon in Zechariah, where the pasuk equates Tzom Gedalia to Tisha B'Av. They're exactly the same, even worse. So why don't we observe it? They did observe it, but you know what happened? There was a problem. The problem was the witnesses came to testify about the new moon late. And that created a very big challenge in the Beis HaMikdash, which was very unpleasant. And the solution was, we're going to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. By making 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it created the complication. It created the complication of it entering into the domain of Tzom Gedalia, because Tzom Gedalia was always on the third day, so it should not be a conflict with the first day Rosh Hashanah, because Tzom Gedalia has to start during the end of the day. But now the second day Rosh Hashanah is going to be in conflict with Tzom Gedalia. So Chazal said, Ebazeh, we're going to cancel Tzom Gedalia. We're going to cancel it. You'll only have to observe Tzom Gedalia lightweight. A lightweight express Tzom Gedalia, starting in the morning, ending in the evening. You don't have to go do observe it at night. So look at that. Our Avelus was transformed into a Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, the second day Rosh Hashanah, to we appreciate, is a token of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. That our days of Tsar and mourning are a Yomtiv. It's a whole different Rosh Hashanah. The second day Rosh Hashanah is we're borrowing from Yemos HaMashiach a transformation of Avelus into Simcha. Because of the conflict, what are we going to do? A Yomtiv and no Avelus. It's unbelievable. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to stop over here. One last thing is, and that is, what status does Tzom Gedalia have? Is it a time of Nitcha? If Gedalia really died on Rosh Hashanah, so we should really say that today is a Nitcha, L'may Nafkamina, a Bris Milah. If you have a Bris Milah on a Tainus, you know, you have to fast. But if you have a Bris Milah on a Tainus, that's not a real Tainus, it was Nitcha, it was only pushed, it was meant to be another day, and they pushed the bucket down the street, you can eat. So do we say that Tzom Gedalia, the whole essence of Tzom Gedalia is a Nitcha? Pashas is not. And not only is it not, because that's the day that it was instituted, and here's the tremendous Chiddush, it works against us. Let's say, for example, it's not this year, but let's say you have a 3-day Rosh Hashanah. Okay? 2 days Rosh Hashanah followed by Shabbos. It happens, right? Now last year, 2 days Rosh Hashanah followed by Shabbos. So when is Tzom Gedalia? On day 4, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is that called a Nitcha? If you have a Bris Milah, are you allowed to eat if you have a Bris Milah? So many places can say no. It's Moch, you're not allowed. There's no exemption of a Nitcha by Tzom Gedalia, because Tzom Gedalia itself is a Nitcha. Since Gedalia died on Rosh Hashanah, and Chazal established the fast day should be on day 3, so it's a Nitcha, but this is the day that it's been established to be. So if it also gets pushed down, it doesn't make a difference. Because you see that being pushed away didn't lighten the severity of the tainus. Chazal didn't give any exemptions for Tzom Gedalia, even though it's on day 3. They didn't give any exemptions. So you see, even though it's a nitcha, they did not build into the nitcha exemptions. So you have to now also push it down to day 4 because of a Shabbos and Mitzvah and Shabbos. You're stuck. Doesn't matter. There are no exemptions. So that indicates that the nature of Tzom Gedalia is very chomel. The whole essence of Tzom Gedalia is very strict. Because even though it's Nitcha, you still have to observe it with all of the laws. That indicates it's very, very serious business. And indeed it is. Maker Hadin. it's really no different than Tisha B'Av. It's even worse than Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av, it happened. Tzom Gedalia, we destroyed it. We had it was mamish biodayim to rebuild it, and we rejected it. So Gedalia has a degree of severity that's worse than Tisha B'Av, and it comes out in this unique nature that even though it's a nidche, you have to observe it with all of the laws, and if we were to push it or further down, you'd also have to observe it with all the laws. And really, originally it was mochal. I mean, and that's a chumrah. It used to be mochal, it used to be like Tisha B'Av. But because of the conflict, that's why we do.